Chris Hodges is the chief creative officer for Across the Way Productions and the co-founder of Floyd Fest. After canceling 2020 Floyd Fest Vision Quest, he says this year's theme, Odyssey, seems about right.
Our themes mean a lot to us. We have to have a purpose and a message and a kind of a story behind each festival. I think it lends to the experience, and Odyssey is right on the money.
That included reaching out to North Carolina-based Avid Brothers, hoping the group's early commitment to Floyd Fest 2021 would encourage other performers to sign on.
But we haven't had them on the mountain in a few years, and I reached out to them saying, listen, you know, we need help. If we're going to survive through this, we need to continue giving our people hope. We need to continue allowing people to purchase tickets.
You don't have to buy in to get into the club. Trade your worries. You gotta show up if you wanna be seen. If it matters to you, Ma, matters
this
to me.
Year's lineup, see it on the FloydFest.com website, is not just 2020 held over, notes Hodges.
A lineup 1 year makes sense, won't make sense the next year. So I had to kind of like, you know, pick and choose what I thought would be relevant for 2021.
Chris Hodges says 80% of 2020 ticket holders did not ask for a refund, deferring instead to 2021. The event is sold out. As to new performers at Floyd Fest this year, Hodges thinks festival goers will like
Goose, and they're from up northeast. They lean on the jam band side of things, and they are incredible musicians. They don't have a ceiling with the creativity or the style of music they play. I think they have an incredible career ahead of them.
Floyd Fest 2021 Odyssey also welcomes yet another Grammy-winning artist, Billy Strings, to the festival site next month, just off the Blue Ridge Parkway at Milepost 170.
And Billy Strings won a Grammy, of course, this year for Best Bluegrass Album, but he is far above and beyond what traditional bluegrass typically is, and he takes it to a whole nother level with soaring solos, incredible arrangements, and epic songwriting far beyond his years.
Old Crow Medicine Show, Leftover Salmon, Molly Tuttle, Acoustic Syndicate, and Chris Hodges' own band, Chupacabras, which he drums for, are just some of the 100-plus acts expected to perform on one or more of the 8 stages between July 21st and the 25th.
We are chomping at the bit, Gene. I think the beauty of Floyd Fest is the gathering and the experience of being with your friends and family, both new and old. We couldn't be more excited to get this show on the road.
For WFIR News In Depth, I'm Gene Marano.